This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman and I'm the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next AHARS training course and examination session will be conducted on Saturday the 15th of February, and that is just 2 weeks away. Training will commence at 8:30 and conclude at around 5 o'clock. The venue is the Skills Centre on the grounds of Urbray Agricultural High School, located at the intersection of Cross and Fullerton Roads. We already have 7 people signed up and seats are limited, so if you or anyone you know would like to sit for the foundation exam or an upgrade exam, please don't hesitate to apply. To register for the course, you need to go to the AHARS webpage, that's ahars.au, and click on the Get Licensed header. That will take you to the training information page, and about halfway down the page, you will see a link that says, click here to fill in a form. This page will capture your details, type of examination, and the time frame for your study. If you have any questions regarding the training day or future field days, please don't hesitate to call me on 041 8803 177. That was 041 8803 177. But please use the previously mentioned form to enrol. Thanks for listening, and the training team hopes to hear from you soon.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the North East Radio Club news for this week. And the big event for this week was the 5th Friday lunch at the Grand North. We had a great attendance there last Friday, so much so that the staff had to find us additional tables and chairs, as we had about 35 hungry Northeast Radio Club mouths to feed. There was a great variety of meals available, and everyone had a good feed. So thanks to all of you that attended and made it a great success. And there will be another 5th Friday lunch on the 30th of May 2025. Well, that's all for this week. I hope to see you at the Coffee Club next Wednesday. Stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, hobbyists and enthusiasts. This is VK5LSB and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee. A reminder that tonight, Sunday the 2nd of February, the WISO Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours local time. A reminder regarding a future event, WISO Australia is holding our first Saturday technical session on Saturday the 22nd March 2025 from 10 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Centre for Adventurous Activities, located at Anderson Avenue, North Canoole. The first event is to be a Digital Modes Day, which will be hosted by WISO South Australia Digital Working Party team, which is being led by the team leader, Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5IE/VK5HSX. There will also be a field set up to educate and display various digital modes on the day. On the day, the digital support team will be assisting providing education support and assistance with programming and configuring your transceivers, digital equipment, along with interfacing to your laptops, etc., to be able to utilise JS8 call, APRS, packet radio, WinLink, etc. So make a note and put this event in your diaries now before you forget. For further clarification, please visit the WISO Australian Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and WISO SA events updates. This has been Dave of VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISO Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and look forward to volunteering alongside of you at the next event or chatting to you on the Wison Net tonight, Sunday the 2nd of February. Cheers all, stay safe, 73.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 21st of February at our usual meeting venue, the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation is from Arthur, VK5AI, where he will detail his investigations in hunting down and resolving a source of 160-metre band interference that was heard all across the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. Doors open at 7pm, with the presentation kicking off at 7:30pm. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom and will be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The 1st of February, all membership fees are due, which is $50 this year. We will be having a vote on memberships on the 27th of February 2025 at our club rooms at Hastings Street, Seaford. So if you'd like to be eligible to vote, please make sure your membership is paid by the 1st of February 2025. Hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I outlined some of the projects and events that we are undertaking this year. One of the most important overall is our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which will again take place on the King's Birthday long weekend. This year the holiday is on the 9th of June, but, as usual, our convention will take place on Sunday the 8th. Of course, as always, the fox hunting will take place over Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th. A team has already been assembled to oversee both of these events, and planning has already begun. Unfortunately, we have lost our chef for both the three-course sit-down dinner and the kitchen. After a number of years of outstanding work from Sandy W, we must now try our absolute hardest to carry on the dinner and the kitchen in as near possible the very high standard that Sandy has set for us over the years. I would be gravely remiss if I did not take this opportunity on behalf of all of our members to wish Sandy all the very best for the future and to offer her a massive thank you for an absolutely outstanding effort. As none of us are getting any younger, we will be looking at some form of catering for the dinner, and we will be trying very hard to keep the cost down and the quality and the format as close as possible to previous years. I will try to keep you updated on this as things progress. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, I say 7-3 from Serge. Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I outlined some of the projects and events that we are undertaking this year. One of the most important overall is our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which will again take place on the King's Birthday long weekend. This year the holiday is on the 9th of June, but, as usual, our convention will take place on Sunday the 8th. Of course, as always, the fox hunting will take place over Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th. A team has already been assembled to oversee both of these events, and planning has already begun. Unfortunately, we have lost our chef for both the three-course sit-down dinner and the kitchen. After a number of years of outstanding work from Sandy W, we must now try our absolute hardest to carry on the dinner and the kitchen in as near possible the very high standard that Sandy has set for us over the years. I would be gravely remiss if I did not take this opportunity on behalf of all of our members to wish Sandy all the very best for the future and to offer her a massive thank you for an absolutely outstanding effort. As none of us are getting any younger, we will be looking at some form of catering for the dinner, and we will be trying very hard to keep the cost down and the quality and the format as close as possible to previous years. I will try to keep you updated on this as things progress. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.